8:34, now 26 minutes until 9 o'clock at KQRS, our very special guest, Dr. Jacob Merman. How are you doing, Dr. Merman?
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Tom and everybody there.
Everything is terrific.
How's summer going?
Summer's going extremely well. I just talked to Dr. Buell yesterday, another one of the people you work with. I like you guys. You guys are good people over there. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. So we're talking about some new conditions, hopefully, for medical cannabis in Minnesota. If you don't mind,
not at all.
Yeah, one that has already been made active is Alzheimer's disease, which you know, if anybody has relatives with dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and they are maybe anxious, maybe they can't sleep well, that would be a good consideration on medical cannabis. For many, it will work. For some, it might cause some side effects. So, you know, we have to work with the pharmacist and adjust the doses. But it might be helpful. For some reason, in older people, we see some more side effects, like mental side effects. And some of them don't like it. But like I said, anxiety, insomnia might improve. There's been a period of when people can submit petitions to add new conditions, which just ended. And I've actually submitted two petitions for two new conditions for medical cannabis in Minnesota. And this is where I need everybody's support. Working with this now for about 4 years and seeing people for all sorts of qualifying conditions, I am seeing that whatever the condition is, a lot of people improve as far as their sleep and anxiety levels. So, for example, somebody comes with intractable pain, they take cannabis, they sleep a lot better, they're not as anxious, pain also improves. But in almost, like, it's almost all cases, the first thing that gets better is sleep and anxiety. And so I decided to submit petitions to make these two qualifying conditions on their own right. I'm looking for support letters from the listeners. So to express your support, you can go to our website. That's lifemedical.us. Again, .us, not .com. And just click on medical marijuana button, and there's a link to email. You can send me an email if you want, expressing the support, and I'll forward it to the health department. Or you can send a letter. There's an address. Our address is on the site. And actually, for some people who are using possibly marijuana, not so legally, smoking it maybe, because they have relief for these two conditions, these people should also submit support letters, because we really, you know, they're using it as medicine, but it's not quite legal, and we really need to make it legal. Also, we need to make sure that the quality of the product they're using is good, and the way to assure it is to get it from legal source where it's properly made. So if you actually want to submit a support letter anonymously, so, you know, if you're worried about legality, you can just send it to me in the mail without a name on it, and that should be just fine. Just say, okay, I'm smoking because I have insomnia and it helps a lot, and don't put your name there, and I'll include it with other support letters. So that's what
terrific.
I'm trying to do.
Here's the deal, and I'm very serious about this. From December 10th, the year I turned 19 years old, I stopped sleeping. And I did not sleep again for decades and decades until I got on medical cannabis. Now, by the way, a good night's sleep for me when I did finally get to sleep for all those years was about 4.5 to 5 hours. That was a good night's sleep for me.
Yeah.
A bad night's sleep for me now is about 6 hours, and there are many nights I sleep more than 8 hours. It's phenomenal what it's done for me. I don't get high. I just go to sleep. It's wonderful.
Right. Yeah. And the secondary benefit to this, you know, when people don't sleep, they feel worse in many different ways. So, for example, when people don't sleep, they are stressed out. Certain hormones go up. They actually start eating more and gain weight. So we usually hear of munchies or increased appetite as a cannabis side effect. Well, I'm seeing in many cases people sleep better and they actually lose weight on cannabis alone with no other help. And I believe it's because of this hormonal improvement with improved sleep.
Yeah, there are many, many benefits. Are we becoming much more prudent about this whole thing now that all these claims that it was, you know, reefer madness and it was the devil and it was horrible? Are we coming to an understanding now how much cannabis can actually help people? And if you're worried about getting high, you do not get high if you take the recommended dosage of cannabis. You will sleep, you'll calm down. You know, CDB is a big part of what I do as well. It's wonderful.
Yeah, and this reefer madness was, well, it was probably a government's way of somehow making cannabis illegal, which really was illegal in the first place. I mean, what the government was doing at the time. It's basically nonsense. Some people do get a little high or they get some mental side effects, and that's the time to talk to the pharmacist, and that's why there are pharmacists in Minnesota dispensaries. They help to figure out the right product so the high goes away. That's not the point of the treatment. Like I said, we are seeing such good results in many different conditions, even the unexpected. Right. We need to add insomnia and anxiety as qualifying conditions. So do express your support. This is going to help a lot of people. People are coming in for follow-ups, and at least half of them have this improvement. And I ask them all to fill out a little piece of paper for me, so I got a big stack at the office. And I've already sent a stack to the department, and I'll be sending more because that's what's happening.
And how do people, where do they send these letters? Where do they send the emails?
Well, the email is right in the middle of our medical marijuana page on lifemedical.us. So just go there and click on medical marijuana, and the email link is right in the middle of the page in red. And our address, if you want to send it anonymously or you're not, you're like, you don't like doing email, it's right on the top of the page. So just stick it in a letter and in an envelope and send it.
So
and we'll
medical,
send it to the government.
Lifemedical.us is the place to go.
Lifemedical.us, right. Our phone number is 952-933-8900. If all else fails, you can always call us, and I'll get back to you.
And I will tell you that I've done work with a lot of different people at the clinic. Everybody over there is really, really good at their job. It's terrific.
Yeah, we try to be nice. And this is an interesting thing. Everybody involved in the cannabis program on every level is a very nice person. So from the pharmacist to the people at the government office, they are so nice, so helpful. It's just a pleasure to work with a little.
Well, not you, but everybody else, right?
Yeah, I'm not nice. Everybody else is.
Dr. Merman, you're the best. I appreciate your time today, sir. That's terrific. I will see you soon, doctor. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you. Yeah. Stay well.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Dr. Jacob Merman. Dr. Jacob Merman, we're talking about the Alzheimer's now, one of the situations where you can get medical cannabis. And he's talking about anxiety. He's talking about sleeplessness. All it does do a wonderful job. And I do, I've been diagnosed with PTSD, so it's not some, you know, light little sleep problem. I had a major problem sleeping. I mean, look at the people I work with. You got Mordahl and Lassman and Candace. I mean, no wonder I get driven crazy on a daily basis, right?
Cuckoo.
Oh, she'll do it, yep.
Yeah, she'll do it every time. It's unbelievable.